You're not talking about a wasp?
Yeah. You talk about several. So
wasp.
Huh?
Wasp.
Okay. And, the dirt on them stinging?
I've never had one, to you, as far as I know. I don't think they would.
Okay. What about something that'll fly around at night and bite you? And make you itch? Okay.
Oh, gnats. Gnats bother you now.
Like that.
Oh, mosquitoes. Is that
what you're saying? Yeah. And something that might get in your skin if you went black.
Chiggers.
Okay. And an insect that hops around in the grass.
Grasshopper.
Have you ever heard those called hopper grass?
No, I haven't.
Okay. And say if you hadn't cleaned up a room in a while, up in the ceiling, you might find
spiders or
okay, the thing that would be stretched across the
spider web.
Okay. With this and something like that would be outside, maybe over a bush.
Well, it'd be spider webs out there too.
Okay. Would you any other names for it if it's in the house? Like, say if it doesn't have a spot?
Cobweb, maybe.
Okay. Would you refer to... What do you mean by cobweb? I mean, is that...
That's actually a spider's nest. I mean, a spider web.
Does it have a spider in it?
It doesn't always, but he's usually the one that makes it, I think.
Yeah. Would you talk about the thing outside being a cobweb?
I don't know if you would or not. I don't know.
Okay. The part of the tree that grows underneath the ground, those are
the root. The root.
Okay. And did you ever hear of any kinds of roots or vines being used for medicine?
Uh-huh. Herbs or...
You remember what the name of some of them were?
Well, sassafras. They make sassafras tea out of it. It's supposed to be good just for your blood, I guess. And I think ginseng is sold for medicine, and mayapple root.
What's mayapple?
Well, you know, they grow out in the woods and they got like a little umbrella, and they have a little white bloom underneath that little umbrella. And the root, yeah, people sell it, I think.
You know what it's used for?
No, I don't. Just medicine, I think, or just sort of like a ginseng or something like that. But I don't really know, you know, just what it is.
Yeah. What are some of the trees that we have around here?
Well, we have hickory, walnut, sycamore, and maple, mm-hmm. Oak. No, that's about all I'm thinking right now.
What do you call the kind of maple that you tap for syrup?
Sugar maple, I believe.
Okay. And what if you had a group of these growing together? What would you call that?
Be a grove? Maple grove?
Okay. And the kind of tree that George Washington...
The kind cherry of tree.
What?
Cherry.
Okay. And this is a kind of a shrub or bush that... It's got, I'm not sure exactly how to describe it. Its leaves turn bright red in the fall, and it's got clusters of berries on it. And it's a little thing at the top, sort of.
You mean a holly?
No, the leaves turn red in the fall, and it just has a little bushy top to it. You might find it growing on a hillside or growing near a fence or something like that. Just